You are now tuned in to another episode of the Silly Girls Podcast. I'm your girl, Chancellor.
And I'm your girl, Kiki.
And on this podcast, we dance in the rain. I had to clear my throat because it feel like it was something trying to attack.
Let me clear my throat.
I had to clear for real. What's up, YouTube? What's up, podcast world? It's your girl, the Silly Girls Podcast. We back again with another fresh and hot episode for you, okay? Let me talk to everybody who is listening, you know what I'm saying, and looking on YouTube, okay? Please go ahead and like the video. Go ahead and come in and just say hey. Go ahead and also hit that subscribe button so you can join our family, because that's how you let us know that y'all for real rock with us, you know what I'm saying, by hitting that subscribe button, as well as it's a bell. Go ahead and hit that notification bell so you can, you know what I'm saying, be notified every time that we drop a video. It is also a arrow that is right under this video. And that arrow means that you can tell somebody that knows somebody about us. And because y'all family now, I gotta tell them how I would tell my family in my sweet voice.
You definitely should.
Share this motherfucker to a friend. Share it to everybody in your timeline, your contact list. That naughty list, that sneaky link list, all the fucking lists.
The sick and shut in at the church list.
Exactly, because they ain't got nothing to do.
Let the reverends and the ushers know.
You know what I'm saying?
What's
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Please let them know, okay? And everybody that's on your Pornhub list too. Listen, now also, we have, you know what I'm saying, a description box. In that description box, we have some links. And those links actually take you over to a podcast platform, but also takes you over to our social media accounts as well. So go ahead and rock with your girls on that. But we're going to go ahead and give it up for everybody who is listening. Through your speakers, whoop, whoop, through your speakers, whoop, whoop, through your speakers. What it do? I know you love our voice because you come back each and every week to hear, you know what I'm saying, these good voices, okay? You know what I'm saying? They love their throats. That's what they always say. So make sure that you go ahead and subscribe, you know what I'm saying, to whatever podcast platform that you're listening to as well, okay? So now that I have all of that out of the way, I have my throat cleared. Now let me go ahead and introduce this beautiful, you know what I'm saying, sexy blue that's sitting on the side of me. How you doing, sexy blue? How you doing, sexy blue? What's up? You look like a glass of water over there. Come on, glass of water over there looking like a blue raspberry or something. It's over there looking like that blue Nihilator. You know what I'm saying? That tropical blue, you know what I'm saying, Starburst. Just over there just looking juicy.
I'm so happy. You know, hey, I'm just saying. Hey, boo.
Hey, boo. And how you been, girl?
Good.
You know, your sexy blue self. Come on, girl, you just make me want, you know what I'm saying? What's that? Yeah. Over there just looking like a Slurpee, girl. Boy, them blue raspberry Slurpee from QT
they
off the chain.
They do go hard.
I'm telling you, girl, you over there looking like one of them Slurpees.
I'm looking cold.
Girl, you're looking cold.
I'm looking fresh.
You looking fresh.
Nothing has been going on with me. I've been fucking up. Hey, this is not an ad. It's not sponsored.
Look, you probably said an ad.
If
she stayed with the stack.
I'm going to stay eating some on these pockets. Y'all see me chewing while she talking, and I'll be getting it. And I'm have something to drink. But this bit of honey candy, throwback candy, is amazing. But life is good. How are you, sweet thing? Got the... Hey, girls. She got the girls out today.
Hey, y'all.
Boop, boop, boop. What's been going on with you, sweet thing?
I've been doing good. I'm really doing good because, baby, listen. I don't know if y'all noticed or not, or saw it or not, or know it, or whatever. Me and my girl going viral again. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we going viral again. So if you do not follow us on TikTok, yeah, go ahead and head on over there. Because right now, as we recording the podcast, we have like 20,000 new followers. So let me explain, okay? We only had like 400 followers on TikTok. Because TikTok wasn't showing us no love, okay? None.
It's so crazy how the videos that we be going, trying to go hard and be acting like that we think are so funny, we don't get
no views. None. Probably 200 views. We posted a video of us singing a song about being outside this summer, and it got, right now as we're recording this, it has 1.7 million views. We have probably 1,300 shares and duets and all of that. You know what I'm saying? So that's also views. So it's probably almost total, probably. And then they just shared it on Instagram. It's probably almost total, probably 2 million. You know what I'm saying now? Like,
that's amazing when I think, like, T.I. or Nas seen us. Tiny probably seen Beyonce.
Yeah.
Seriously. Mark Wahlberg.
What up? Hey, Mark. Yeah. Marky Mark.
Oprah Winfrey.
That's what I'm saying. Listen,
Somebody saw us.
I done told her before because I always tell her, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, you know, the prayer that I pray, you know what I'm saying? Like, seriously, all the, you know what I'm saying, the hours and time that we put into the podcast, you know what I'm saying, I know that it is going to, you know what I'm saying, pop. I told y'all before that this podcast is going, you know what I'm saying, be the reason why we quit our jobs and just, you know what I'm saying, be podcasts, you know what I'm saying. But I always say, like, we just got to keep putting our, you know what I'm saying, our stuff out, even if it's not getting views, even if it's not getting likes, even whatever it is, you know what I'm saying, like, it's going to catch on, but you have to already have that in the, you know what I'm saying, in the books on there so they can see. So soon as a video does go viral, you know what I'm saying, we went from 400 followers to 20,000. You know what I'm saying? Crazy. In a fucking day.
That's crazy. But that's good because they like us.
Yeah. So what happens is, you know what I'm saying, because it shows also, you know what I'm saying, who viewed your page from your thing. So every time I would look up every 10 minutes, you know what I'm saying, like, seriously, it'll show me, because it only show 100 at a time. It showed me 100. So in like 10 minutes, we had over 100 people to view our page.
Let me say this. Shout out to the people that don't know us, because that's who it is. It ain't, we post this shit all the time. We don't get no love from the people we know. Like, some of our people support us. I'm not going to take that away from some of the folks.
Yeah.
But they could support us harder than what they do. But you know how that goes. You're like, if, like, she got a cake business, you know what I'm saying? People don't, whatever. But shout out to our new cousins.
For real. Hey, y'all. Because listen, I know y'all came, you know what I'm saying, watching our stuff because of TikTok. And we want to say, hey, you.
Hey,
hey cousin. Welcome to the family. Welcome to the Silly Squad, baby. Listen, it's feel good over here. We laugh over here. We play over here. You know what I'm saying? But however, a lot of them was coming. They were saying, like, hey, I'm so glad I found y'all page. You know what I'm saying? I'm y'all family now. Y'all my cousins. Y'all my sisters. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of times, what they did was, because like I was telling her, when I find somebody new, you know what I'm saying, on any social media page, I go, I'm like, oh my gosh, that video, I love that video. Then I click on that page and I go and watch their stuff. I'm like, oh, I rock with them and I follow them.
Me too.
That's what happens, you know what I'm saying, what they did. Like, so basically 20,000 people, you know what I'm saying, went to our page. You're like, I like that.
And it's,
you know,
so crazy, because I used to be, back in the day, I guess I'm just not a social media girl like that, because when Facebook first came, I was making posts every 2 seconds. Like, when Instagram came, I was doing that, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just not a social media girl. Like, I jump on, I jump out, I don't post nothing. This is the woman with the plan. She gonna make sure we stay, hold on. She gonna make sure we get it, because if it was us, we would not. I'm gonna be honest.
If it was me,
I would not, because I'm just not into social media like that. And if I am, I'm looking at animal pages. But that's just me. I'm hip, but I ain't hip to this. So it's like, it's just too confusing to me, and I'm like, I don't want to do it. But this character right here, she stayed on TikTok, and I'm the one that said we need to get us a TikTok page. But yet,
She supposed to run the page,
but this the woman with the plan. She know how to do it. She know all that. What's the algorithm and shit? She be telling me shit, and I be like, yeah, dog. I trust you. I believe every word you say. I ain't gotta read the contract. I'ma sign the bitch. I'ma sign. Welcome to Death Row. I'm signing that bitch. That bitch.
Oh, shit.
Listen, Charles, look. I'ma sign that bitch faster than New Edition. Mama them did. They ain't read shit. They were like, okay,
oh, shit.
$500.
Oh, shit.
I ain't reading the fine print. She done read the fine print. I already know she gonna read. I trust this. Without a shadow of a doubt, I don't give a damn. You wanna read it, ma'am? Now she got it. What is that, Charles? Break it down for me. What you gotta do? I done sold my soul to the devil because of I'll be in a hole like this. I should have read the lines.
Oh, shit.
I'm listening, dog. I'm on that hole like this. And you know what? Tell the truth. When people sign shit, they get excited. Oh, like, shit. You so goofy. No, but for real, for real, on some real shit, I'm giving you your garden, not just the flower. You had a whole garden, a fucking field of flowers, because you do that. If it wasn't for her, we wouldn't even be doing the podcast. And we have been talking about it, but we always say this. She was like, I said, let's do a mukbang because I know I would have fun with her. And she was like, as soon as I came out, we started the podcast. And she started saying, what's the name about these names? And I was like, okay. Because she missed going to get it. She missed make it happen. And I'm going with the flow. Look. Sometimes, but for the most part, her wheels always just turning, and more so because I be on some motion doing some other shit. But she be on it, so thank you, I appreciate you. When we blow up, that's my speech gonna say this is her. All I did was, you know what I'm saying? But together, like we wouldn't be where we are. Mm-mm. For her, but she just when she tell me like she want to do something, I like, I'm with it. Let's go for it. Without, I'm gonna make sure I ask for a camera for my birthday so we can have some shit so we can record no stuff like that. I do that type of shit because she's frugal. I don't give a fuck, bitch. I blow a bag if it's gonna make it happen for us. About a whole laptop we ain't used it yet, but that's a whole other story. But dinner, I did.
Yeah, we need to get on it.
I was gonna bring, but I want it to be a day where we gonna sit here not recording, yeah. Not doing nothing where we can really focus on how we can get it done.
Cause we're talking about.
Oh yeah, but yeah, thank you. I appreciate you. I love you.
Yeah. Listen, because I stay looking at our analytics
and researching,
our algorithm, our insights. I will, you know what I'm saying, like all of that, bitch. I be on it because I know, you know what I'm saying. I stay looking at, for, you know what I'm saying, like what hashtag do we need to use this month? You know what I'm saying? What, you know, because everything changes all the fucking time. You know what I'm saying? And so, but I always, you know what I'm saying, out of research, it was saying, like, study, pump out the content. Study, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter because when video does catch, they're going to go back and, like I said, exactly what I said.
Exactly.
What happened is that video went viral and still going viral right now. When I looked, you know what I'm saying, we was getting like 200, mostly 200 views on the video. Now, bitch, they went and looked, all the other videos were 5,000, 4,000, you know what I'm saying? Like, it went from zero comments to 10, you know what I'm saying, 15, like.
Now we got some funny ones on there, dog.
It's funny as shit, but it was just that it was getting to the, you know what I'm saying, the crowds or whatever. But that one video, you know what I'm saying, again, we went from 400 followers to 20,000 in one day. You know what I'm saying? So, it's just the fact that. Like I said, it just takes one video, you know what I'm saying, that TikTok pushes. Because TikTok, you know what I'm saying, each of these, you know what I'm saying, platforms, they push certain sounds, you know what I'm saying, in certain videos, you know what I'm saying, it matters what's going on, what's trending or whatever, they'll keep pushing it. So, child, thank you, TikTok, for pushing our damn video.
And thank you to, I don't know her name, who voice we use, because we got it on Instagram, but shout out to her.
Yeah, thank you, thank whoever, you know what I'm saying, voice. Was, or whatever. Like, we don't be knowing, like, listen, we so used to none of our videos doing shit. So, you know what I'm saying? We ain't finna tag. You know what I'm saying?
Who's gonna do nothing?
You know what I'm saying? Who the fuck is. I don't know these people. You know what I'm saying? We do these videos all the fucking time. So, you know. But I really appreciate it. And I think, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just a little push of, you know what I'm saying? Getting us to people. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of them people, they did go over and they subscribe to our YouTube. Hey, you.
Shout
you know out. What I'm saying? And they did go over, you know what I'm saying, to Instagram and stuff. They was like, I came over here. You know what I'm saying? They was sharing it on their IG story and shit. So, I mean, like,
we got some funny stuff, y'all.
It's funny as fuck.
Let me say this. It's funny as fuck to us. We funny.
We goofy.
But we not.
But I ever, they listen.
They, y'all think we funny too.
They do too, you know what I'm saying? Because, listen, I promise you, the reason why we have not been getting the comments and all this, because we barely had people watching.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So now that we have, you know what I'm saying, at least that audience of 20,000, you know what I'm saying? Like, they was going through, and they promise you, if y'all going, go on our TikTok right now.
Now, we ain't got no bad ones yet, but I'm sure they'll come.
You know, hold on. Oh, it's my own. Oh, yeah, you know what I'm saying? They'll. But however, on that one video, it really was, you know what I'm saying, nothing, you know what I'm saying, nothing really bad. But I'm saying they was going back and they was coming on. They was like, y'all crazy, I love y'all, y'all goofy, you know what I'm saying? Like, all that. Like, they was cracking up at your damn.
My name's for God.
Yeah, they was cracking up at that. So again, like I said, that's why we gonna keep on working and we gonna keep doing it because, baby, we already know we got the goods, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? We know we got the goods. And it's just a matter of time. For, you know what I'm saying, certain
out.
Videos, you know what I'm saying, go viral. Sometimes you only need probably one viral video, then it just starts coming.
We're patient.
You know
what I'm saying? When it's our time.
It's our time.
But we're thankful for this moment.
Yes, right now, you know we are. Because
I still be like, I've been jump. Getting messages that I seen you on TikTok, and I was like, and now that they're
trusting. Hold on, look. Tell how many, you done got a couple.
Of, my niece just sent me a screenshot about not my friend reposting y'all. And then another girl, my KKI sister, she was like, Because we ain't talking in a long time. She was like, where I know her face from? And I was like, duh, bitch, it's me. You know what I'm saying? But, And then one girl I went to school with, she said, I saw you famous. I see you on TikTok. I said, me? Because, again, this before I knew that, before I knew we had went viral, I was getting something to eat. She was like, so I seen you on TikTok. And I'm thinking, podcast, she be sharing. I'm thinking, because they see us on Facebook. And when she said TikTok, I was like, Tap the brand, you seen us? Hey, Amy.
Hey, Amy. Hey, Amy. Amy. Hey, girl, give me some vegan stuff. But, yeah, so I'm, you know what I'm saying, I'm grateful, and thank you to everybody who, you know what I'm saying, newly watching. Run our numbers up and tell somebody else. Tell a friend that know a friend that know a friend that all that, you know what I'm saying, shit. But, anyways, you got something else you want to say? So we're going to go ahead and jump to our first topic. Our first topic, we're going to talk about the interview with Derrick Jackson's wife, which is, her name is Danaea Jackson. She was on Dear Future Wifey's podcast, and what's so crazy is that Dear Future Wifey podcast is hosted by Latarius Whitfield. And he actually is the brother of her KKI sister. Mm-hmm. And so he's, you know what I'm saying, in Dallas or whatever. And so I was so, well, how do you want to go first with, so I don't know if y'all, you know what I'm saying, y'all could probably research Derrick Jackson and what happened out of us, so we ain't going to that. But however, one thing that I will say, with that Latarius did, and I love that he did that, because the first introduction that we had with Danaea was her on this video with Derrick in a bunny with no makeup on, looking, you know what I'm saying, looking like she just a, you know what I'm saying, a sweater on or something, like she just looking real, you know, like she didn't give a fuck about herself. That's how, you know what I'm saying, the image that, because again, he never,
like she was going through it.
Yeah, we never really saw her, you know what I'm saying, so that was her first introduction to the world, you know what I'm saying, that we saw. So one thing that I appreciate about Latarius, where he was like, hey, I'm going to get you a makeup artist. I'm going to make sure, you know what I'm saying, that I guess the outfit and the hair straight. What, you know what I'm saying? Because, again, like I was telling her, that when, you know, we're going to now see an interview with her, he didn't want her to be told by anybody of have anything else to say. You know what I'm saying? She is a beautiful woman. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? She is not crazy like we thought. You know what I'm saying? All this other stuff. So the fact, that's one thing, that's the first thing I will say, because again, with her, you know what I'm saying, right there with her face beat, with her hair together, with her, you know what I'm saying, her outfit looking right, we could focus on what she was saying instead of how she, you know what I'm saying, looked. You know what I'm saying? So I first applied that. He, you know what I'm saying? He did that. Thank you. You know what I'm saying? You know, because he already knew. That was the first thing everybody, because that's all people was talking about. You know what I'm saying? First, she had the helmet of salvation. You know what I'm saying? It was just said, I got the helmet of salvation on. You know what I'm saying? So, she was going through it. One thing that I will say with the interview that I love is that how, you know what I'm saying, open she was, how vulnerable she was.
She ain't
hold, you know what
back.
I'm saying? Like, it, you can tell that, you know, because they already had a conversation before. She trusted Latarius. You know what I'm saying? She seemed like she was, you know what I'm saying, able to laugh about it, because you could tell she's healed and healing from, you know what I'm saying, that, like, when you're able to laugh about, you know, certain shit, like, all the shit that y'all heard me talk about on the podcast is, you know, so fucking embarrassing. This shit be embarrassing as fuck. You know what I'm saying? But I'm able to laugh about it because I have healed from that shit. Like, I can talk about it because, baby, that's a part of my past. I ain't doing that stupid shit no more. So that's one thing that I really, you know what I'm saying, truly got from her, whereas her her openness and her, you know what I'm saying, her she was just a woman who was, you know what I'm saying, had a man, and she was, you know what I'm saying, going through it. And, you know, the world has saw it. So I'll let you go.
I really like her. I didn't know, the first, you know, they say the first impression is the lasting impression, because of how she was glowing and how open she was on her interview. Like, I don't even remember the helmet. I remember the helmet of salvation, but I couldn't tell you everything she was saying. I just knew that she was really in a bad space. You could tell that he had got in her head, and she was trying to be obedient to God, and that's why she kept quoting all the scriptures and stuff, but she was angry too, so it was coming off all kind of wrong, because she had all these people coming at her, and when you being attacked, you have to just, you know, she just was all over the place. And then she seeing her whole marriage being played out for the world to see, and people talking about her, like, you gotta have tough skin if you ain't prepared for that, like, it could really break you down, and that's what it did. And instead of him coming to her defense or whatever, he didn't, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, sorry.
Did y'all. You hear her when she? Did you,
which part? You have to tell me about this. I didn't get to. Was. Let me say this. I like the fact that it shows her personality. Mm-hmm. that she has a personality, that she's smart. And then when she was speaking about God, how she truly, like, you know how some people talk about God, you be like, girl, mm-mm. But you could tell she's really into the word. And like she said, she wasn't always like that. I really just love the fact that she didn't hold back. And even though it ain't our business to know, but I'm very happy that we were able to hear her side. Because for so long, they were just playing her as this crazy. And you had people saying, that's why he cheated on her. Look how she is. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, she wasn't always like that. You be with somebody, you can be the best of yourself. Because when I was in my relationship, child, when I was going through it, I wasn't combing my hair. Ass could. I wasn't combing my hair. I was looking a damn fool. You know, I wasn't myself. And then once I came out of it, then I was a totally different, I was back to myself. And you could see that she was, like you said, with Latarius, he provided a safe space for her. Mm-hmm. And she said, everybody was asking her to come do interviews with him. And she was like, no. But she said, when Latarius did it, it was like she was listening to God. And God was like, yeah, this is about, because Latarius is grounded in God too. You know what I'm saying? He's just a black man who's very, you can tell he upholds a black woman. Like, he's very soft. He's very, like, he listens to her. He didn't interrupt her. He let her get a story out. You know what I'm saying? Even though she was telling traumatized stories, he made it, like, a jokey joke, happy yeah. moment, so she wouldn't be, like, kind of sad. I just really, truly enjoyed it. And now I understand.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that her ex-husband is a fucking narcissist. I knew that when I first went and saw him speak on this panel. But just hearing her talk and how he played on her mind when he first got with her and did her, that's I was like, yeah. But then it's crazy because I say this all the time, trust is a witness. I said people don't pay us. We sweep red flags under the rug. We don't pay attention to signs. And you forgive all that cheating he was doing on her before she married him. She could have prevented herself a lot of heartbreak had she not. But again, she was like, she said this, she had never been a black man, a man of that character, whatever, like physique. He was charming, like she said. So I get it. But I'm saying, like, ladies, we can save ourselves a lot of heartbreak if we run at the first sign of danger. Mm-hmm. Bitch, if you hear a tornado siren, it ain't just because, know that motherfucker coming.
Exactly.
When you hear that wind, that whistle, it's coming. So when you see it come, you're going to either get caught up in that whirlwind where you can't get out, get thrown every which way you come out, either dead or hurt, or you're going to be like, nah, I saved myself. I'd rather hurt afar than be in that shit hurting.
Yes. Yeah. One thing that she had said that she was contemplating suicide, she said she actually had a couple attempts.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Did she have the babies then?
I'm not sure.
Damn.
I'm not sure.
I didn't get to see I started watching the second part, but yeah, I work two jobs, so my mind is bad. But yes. Okay, tell me more.
And then also, she basically, during that video, she had just found out she was pregnant. So she was pregnant. She said she was 2 months.
You talking about that black hat? With
yeah.
the Salvation?
Yeah. Yeah. So she was 2 months pregnant. She just found out. She said they had just came back from a funeral, which was his stepdaddy. Funeral. So she, you know what I'm saying, she said she was all kind of you know what I'm saying, with your way or whatever, you know. But one thing that I, you know what I'm saying, I would say, because she had lost a lot of weight, you know what I'm saying, she was a big girl, because even when I looked,
she was growing up.
And so even, you know what I'm saying, like on a wedding picture, you could tell she was fat, you know what I'm saying, yeah. Like and so what happened is, this I would tell y'all, listen, it's two types of men.
Wait,
ladies,
hold on. If you want to hear the rest of this, go.
Okay, go.
If you want to listen to more of this, go ahead. Say it real quick.
Okay, listen. So it's two types of, you know what I'm saying, men who like big women.
Yeah.
It's the type that really just, you know what I'm saying, like big women because, they, you know what I'm saying, they look at them as a trophy. They look at them as beautiful. They look at them, you know what I'm saying, as this, yeah. You know what I'm saying, a bad bitch. Then you also have another, you know what I'm saying, man
Jackson.
Who like big women because they are, you know what I'm saying, he think they prey on the insecure, you mm-hmm. know what I'm saying, big women because they look at them as, you know what I'm saying, she not going to cheat on me. She going to take whatever I give her because, you know what I'm saying, I'm their fucking prize, you know what I'm saying? So you have to pay attention to those type. And yep. I think with Derek, because, you know what I'm saying, she said that he had all those women after him. He, all them women was after him, but for her, when he looked at her, she was a quiet nerd who was a big girl.
And he wanted somebody like, nobody would be after.
He wanted her because he knew that basically, she was not going to leave him while he played the field. Mm. You get what I'm saying? That's why I said it's two types of men. Those type of men, they always go for that woman because it's no matter what. Because you looking at, you know, I'm looking at you as insecure and a big girl. You know what I'm saying? Like, he thinking, like, she ain't finna leave me. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I could be out here and fuck with all these other girls.
Yeah.
But I'm going to marry her because she ain't going to do, you know what I'm saying, leave. But if I get with this bad bitch will leave you.
That will.
Because it's like, just because you a bad nigga, I'm a bad bitch too. And I'll leave.
Repeat. A confident bad bitch. Because you got bad bitches who won't.
So, a confident
one who know her because,
worth. And when I mean a bad bitch, I mean a big girl bad bitch too. Because like me, I'm a confident bad bitch. You know what I'm saying? I'm just a big girl, but I'm confident. He went for the insecure big girl. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? They'll go for those insecure big girls because they're not going to leave. But you two, if y'all would like to hear more of what I have to say, you know what I'm saying, of these two types of men who Derek, you know what I'm saying, was preying on her, you know what I'm saying, go ahead and go over to a podcast platform because we only give y'all half the episode. That's why we leave y'all. We only give y'all half of it. So go ahead and go over to, you know what I'm saying, a podcast platform to listen at the rest of this. And guess what, YouTube, we out. Now, everybody else who is still listening, yeah, pay attention to those type of men, y'all, because, you know what I'm saying, Derek was the football star in college. He had all those women after him. You know what I'm saying? She said he could have got with all the women or up, but he chose the quiet, fat nerd. And I'm not saying it like that, but she, you know what I'm saying?
She had lost a little weight.
No, she had lost a lot of weight. She had said.
She was fat growing up. Yeah. And then she lost a lot of
weight. She just lost a lot, you know what I'm saying, weight just when they was together. If you look at their wedding pictures, you can see, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, she had weight on her. So, you know what I'm saying? But even in college, she said she was a chubby, you know what I'm saying, nerd or whatever. So he chose, you know what I'm saying, that. Only to get with her, to continuously cheat on her and do her wrong because he and you know what I'm saying? And though, let me say this, the only men that pick those are really fuck boys. You know what I'm saying? Like, those are the type of men, like, that pick, you know what I'm saying, those type of women. Because he knew if he would have got with that beautiful girl who had the same fucking status like him or same, you know what I'm saying, on that same wavelength like him, he know that more than likely the same that amount of, you know what I'm saying, the women was after him. It was a lot of men after her. So that type of woman is not going to tolerate your bullshit.
That's true.
Versus, you know what I'm saying, you getting with the quiet, fat nerd, you know what I'm saying, who's insecure. Let me put insecure on it. Because, you know what I'm saying, the insecure, you know what I'm saying, woman. So, you know, that's the reason why he chose her. You know, you'd be looking at, you'd be like, how did she, you know what I'm saying, pick her? Or how do, you know what I'm saying, like, he only picked her because it was a safe choice. Remember I always tell you that a lot of men, fuck boys, pick the safe choice. I'm not saying a confident man who know he finna do right. They don't pick the safe choice.
Yeah.
They pick the choice that they really like. They pick the one who they really, you know what I'm saying, like, vibe with. Like, for me, I'm not picking no safe choice.
Yeah.
I want that nigga.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I, because I'm that you bitch, want, you know what I'm saying? And I ain't finna be like, oh, I'm finna just go, you know what I'm saying, and get with, you know what I'm saying, this dude up here that really just like me and I know he gonna do me right. You know what I'm saying? I ain't picking him. I'm picking that one that is that nigga that is going to do me right. You know what I'm saying? And so that's, you know what I'm saying, what he picked her for that. He didn't pick her because, you know what I'm saying, how she was. He married the fat Liberian insecure girl only to fuck with the, you know what I'm saying, the bitches that he really wanted.
Yep.
You get what I'm saying? That's what I always say.
He married somebody who he knew, like you said, wasn't gonna leave him, and that he would always have a woman. Mm-hmm. A woman that's gonna ride for him, because he knew that if he did it to the other women, it would be a back and forth situation where he'll be single instead of trying to find different women. But with her, because she hadn't had many relationships, because she was quiet, because she said her skin was breaking out, like she wasn't the best looking one, that's why he chose her. I'm just trying to figure out. Now that she say that, when I look, he looked like the type to prey on, you know what I'm saying, to prey on that type of situation. And it sucks that he took advantage of her like that. But it made her a better, even through her trauma and her story, it made her a better woman. I wonder what happened. She said she was pregnant when this just happened. What was it, like a year or two ago? Did she have a baby or did she lose the baby?
She did have the baby. Because I'm like, we never see her pregnant. Pictures. We didn't see nothing.
So how old is her baby?
Her baby is new. You know what I'm saying? So they happened, I think, in
20. Because they already had two kids.
Yeah, so this is the third child.
Yeah.
So this baby is probably like a year old.
Can you imagine going through that?
Pregnant.
And being pregnant.
pregnant.
And then he still, a few weeks later, he do it again because he back in that car in the same, like the same neighborhood he was in when the girl said that he was cheating when she went and talked to whoever, that girl, Tasha K or whoever she was.
So this is why I always tell y'all to pick the one who has a crush on you too.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Because he was fucking with all the women who he really liked. She said that she hated her, not hated, but she despised her daughter because her daughter was dark skinned.
Oh, wow. Because he was cheating on her with all the dark skinned women. I can relate to that because remember I told you that when my ex would cheat on me, he always cheated on me with dark skinned women with big booties. And here I am, a light skinned woman with no ass. So it's like, but then I had to check myself and be like, you can't be like that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because it has nothing to do with you, but everything to do with him. Clearly, that's what he liked. But don't be mad at a woman because of her complexion and her build, because he did that. Don't let him turn you into that person, because that's not you. So I had to really deprogram myself, because I'm telling you, every dark skinned girl I would see, I'd be like, she probably fucked him. Remind you, I could be in Miami and see a girl like that. That's the first thing that go through my mind, because I was still traumatized and still broken behind that. But now, I don't give a fuck, like... Cause I'm like, he probably fuck her too, and she likes, you know, she her, she Mexican, you know what I'm saying? Cause it ain't got, I had to realize it ain't me. I did what I'm supposed to do, you know what I'm saying? But I also, when she said the part where she said that she saw videos of him fucking women and how she knew they bodies better than she, you know what I'm saying? Like, damn. And then she had to hold it in and not let him know that she saw it. Can you imagine?
Yeah,
she held a lot, dog.
She held a lot. But see, what it was, like she said, she was the she was the nerdy girl in the movie who got with the football star.
Yeah,
and you know what I'm saying? He feel like a dream come true. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, hey, you know, hey, like, yeah, it's me. I
you know what I'm saying? Got him. But you know, you it's all sometimes, you know what I'm saying, a catch that comes with it. You know what I'm saying?
On the flip side, you feeling like, yeah, I pulled this hot guy, but on the outside, people like, damn, he cheating on her with me. You know, like, he humiliating you. Excuse me. Just because he got she not ugly, but I'm saying people would consider her a plain Jane, ugly duckling. But just because he got him her and doing that, and he cheating on her with, and you know, people on the outside are going to be like, well, yeah, that's why he cheating on her.
And that's like why, that. Like, Celeteris made her, you know, glam up. She's like, really pretty. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you ain't finna say this, like, she don't know. You know what I'm saying? People always try to blame the woman. No, he only cheated on her because he got with her, you know what I'm saying? So he can't still fuck around.
And then she said herself, she was like, she was fresh out being raped that she didn't ever heal from. Somebody she was traumatized about. And then her abandonment issues from her daddy. So she said a lot of that played into why she stayed with him, because she was abandoned. She said, then on top of that, I wouldn't even heal from being raped.
I'm so 19. Glad she took ownership.
She did.
About it. Because a lot of times women always, you know what I'm saying? No, it's... Listen, all the shit that I tell you that I went through, my dude, I took ownership because I know it was. You know,
I love the fact she said I was a what's the word? What would she say? She said I was a willing participant, because she said all the bullshit. She like, she was a willing participant because yes, she was madly in love with him or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But and she knew he was doing that, so she did hold herself accountable, and I love that too.
Yeah, this what fucked me up, because I hate. She said that after she was, you know what I'm saying, went through all that and still tried to, you know what I'm saying, make it work. She said she would try to have sex with him and he'll be like, nah, I think that you need to, you know what I'm saying, to heal. You know what I'm saying, or something. Let's take a month off or something, or 2 months. So you know what I'm saying?
So he basically, gonna fuck out.
Exactly. And then she said she was even trying to give him head. She said, because if, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, we ain't gotta, you know, have... intercourse, she said. So, but she had named, but she was saying she was even trying to please him in different ways, you know what I'm saying, like with the mouth. And she said he didn't even want that
because he was fucking somebody
exactly
else.
Because he was so busy fucking everybody outside the house, he didn't want the in the house pussy.
That's
you
terrible.
Get what I'm saying? And the fact that you embarrassed her, you cheated on her, you put her through all this drama, you did all this shit to her. But then you telling her, when she now, at all the shit that she was carrying, she still said that she was still trying to make it work. She was still trying to make it work. And he said, they was in the same house. She said, he texted her and said that he don't want this marriage anymore.
But he texted her.
Text her. They was in the same house. She said she was upstairs, he was downstairs. He texted her and said that she don't want the relationship, you know what I'm saying, the marriage anymore. You, that's
all
I said.
That he preaching that,
that's why I said, listen, that's why I say the men will put you through all types of bullshit. But soon as they, you know what I'm saying, they take you through that, they run your name in the mud, they, you know what I'm saying, have all these scars on you, they do all this bullshit, they're going to be the one, because now, the innocent girl who they could run over, now, you know what I'm saying, they don't look at you the same. Because now, you know what I'm saying, all the shit, all these scars they put on you, they don't like the way you look. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? Knowing if they are the one that scarred you the fuck up.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? That's why I always said that you, I'm not finna give you no chance to keep scoring me up. Go. Because so you're not gonna like this picture that you're looking at anymore. If you constantly, that's why I would say, if you constantly do this person wrong, at the end of the day, they will wear your ass fucking thin. Now they don't want you no more because they don't like the way that you look to them no more. But they are the reason that you looked at like that.
So
you know what I'm saying?
What did she, when he texts her, what she do?
She said she replied back, okay, if that's what you want to do. Or whatever. But she said, in her head, she really just didn't think that it was going to be, you know what I'm saying? But, that's so basically, that's the reason why that they really not together. Because if it was up to her,
she probably
was still, you know what I'm saying, she was going to make it work. And that's so damn crazy. But I'm glad that he pulled a plug, because now she can start her real healing. Because in that relationship, she still was not going to be healed.
Yep.
You get what I'm saying? And I'm so, you know what I'm saying, happy for her to see her at this stage where now she can really blossom into, you know what I'm saying, a healthy, healed woman. Because in their relationship with a manipulator like that, you would never be able to heal.
And
you would never be able to find your true happiness.
Yeah. Did you see that birthday post he made to her?
The Mother's Day post.
The Mother's Day.
Everybody ate him up about that.
Because that was such
a
narcissist ass post.
She said she didn't even see it because he blocked her. She said her sister, no, she said her best friend had sent it to her. She was like, she said, girl, you didn't see the post that Derek made for you or whatever? And she was like, no. When she sent it to her, she said, I was just looking like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you have not even said anything to me or anything like that. You made a whole post.
He ain't apologizing. He's so fake.
You know, you cheat on me and you want to divorce me, but then you want to make a post. Like, you know what I'm saying?
That's then all the about. Wordplay, though, the way he was saying shit. Like, mm-hmm. He could have kept that.
Yeah, he could have really kept it. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the fucking day, like, now, he hadn't posted shit. All his comments are turned off. You know what I'm saying? Because you know that everybody, you know what I'm saying, like, is finna
and
get
she
at
ain't
you.
Lying.
She not lying. So, what's so crazy is that now that you have made, you know what I'm saying, this interview came out, his biz is finna tank.
I hope so.
His biz is finna tank because, you know what I'm saying, like, now let me say this, and I'm being so honest when I say this. The shit that he say,
it's good.
It's some truth. It's the fucking truth.
Yep.
I'm not finna be like, oh, no. The reason why that a lot of women, you know what I'm saying, love his content is because he do speak from, you know what I'm saying, he preach that fucking word. It's just like a preacher and preach all this stuff about God and go home and, you know what I'm saying, beat and cheat on his wife. They speaking the right word, but it's just coming from the wrong messenger because you're not living your word. He's speaking the right word, but he not living that shit at all. And so, from, you know what I'm saying, the way, let me say this, because of his content and the way he make his money is off of those videos and the books he sell about relationships and his comforts and stuff is based on you being a great man.
Yeah.
And so the fact that now she have you, it was already exposed you wasn't a great man, but this interview has really, you know what I'm saying, is going to highlight, you know what I'm saying, in many different ways. Just like everybody believed about the R. Kelly shit really didn't, but when the documentaries came, that's when he really started flipping. This interview is going to be like his documented, you know what I'm saying, the documentary.
Surviving Derrick Jackson.
That's what this interview is. His shit is finna fucking tank. Nobody's gonna want to be booked him for, you know what I'm saying, to come speak. Nobody, you know what I'm saying, is gonna be burning people, you know what I'm saying, buying the fucking books. You know what I'm saying?
He might flip it and tell his story like I was this kind of guy. It made people, you know what I'm saying, you know how they do that shit.
Mm-hmm.
A narcissist turned something. He gonna try to flip it some kind of way, but he'll never get my support again.
Mm-mm.
Ever. And I went and, like I said, I went and saw him when he was on that panel, but his energy, like I said, Ace and Steven were great. But then it was just something about him. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, he's very cute to look at, but I didn't like.
Yeah, he's a handsome dude. He is charming. You know what I'm saying? Everything she said is true. You know what I'm saying? That's why a lot of women, you know what I'm saying, love this content. I saw what he was saying, but, you know, he's just one of those dudes, which he's just like so many dudes where I promise you they will get with the, let me stop saying fat, let me say insecure. They will get with the insecure girl, you know what I'm saying, because in their head, they know that she's going to take the bullshit. An insecure person is going to always take bullshit. Mm-hmm. I don't give a fuck, man, woman, whoever. If you're insecure, you're going to take the bullshit because, again, you're insecure about yourself, so you really don't love yourself. So a person who don't love themselves as much is going to take all of the bullshit that you offer them because they not feeding themselves the healthy shit. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You can feed them all type of, you know what I'm saying, bullshit on their plate, because this is what they used to of how they actually look for in their self.
Yeah.
Somebody who, you know what I'm saying, who thinks highly of themselves, they're not accepting that because it's a bad taste. You get what I'm saying? So that's why I would say you always can tell, you know what I'm saying, what somebody accept of what they, you know what I'm saying, what they think about themselves or what they, you know what I'm saying, will accept from some of their spouse.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? And so she just was in that space, that broken place, unhealed place, where she was going to take all of that. And she still was willing to take that. You know what I'm saying?
Because she don't know no better. Well, she's learning now.
Yeah. But there's so many women who, you know what I'm saying, would eat her up, but they the same, you know, in the same space. You know what I'm saying? Of, you know, taking that bullshit. And, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I promise you, and I'm not just saying this, I say it all the fucking time, because they did. I was looking at something the other day, because I'm like, I be trying to do my research. You know, I look at podcasts. I have podcasts, but I stay looking at podcasts. I stay looking at men's panels, because I be wanting to know the thoughts of men. I stay looking at, you know what I'm saying, all this stuff to really, you know, gauge, you know what I'm saying, what the view is of certain things. And so many, it was one that I was saying where they were saying that it's more unhealthy relationships than healthy relationships. They were saying because it's more unhealed people than healed people. Mm-hmm. So when the healed people is saying, hey, I'm not accepting that, I have standards, you have to come this way, it's overshadowed by so many of the, you know what I'm saying, the people who are unhealed, because they are, you know what I'm saying, taking,
they willing to take it all.
You know what I'm saying, they willing to take it all, you know what I'm saying. So, you know, when I say that, no, my standard is you have to court me. You know what I'm saying? You have to, you know what I'm saying, be the man in the relationship. If you want to lead, I'm not going to just make you a leader and you're not, you know what I'm saying, you don't have the leadership, you know what I'm saying, capabilities. You know what I'm saying? So for me saying shit like that, they like, nah, you know what I'm saying? They'll be like, yo, ass going to end up single all your life. You know what I'm saying? I probably, you know what I'm saying, will. But however, I'm just because you saying that, you know what I'm saying, because you used to women accepting anything. So when my, you know what I'm saying, ass come to you and I'm like, nah, that's a red flag. You know what I'm saying? I will jump fast, you know what I'm saying, to go to the next one. So they looking like your ass end up single for the rest of your life because y'all used to women just taking y'all bullshit. Let me say this, because that's the norm. That's the fucking norm. I'm saying that I'm out the norm. That is a fucking norm of, you know what I'm saying, if I get with you, the woman, you're going to take my bullshit. You're going to forgive me for fucking off, you know what I'm saying, a couple times. You know what I'm saying? That is the fucking norm. You know what I'm saying? So when they, you know, they look at me like, yeah, she just, you know, she want nigga to be perfect. I want you to be perfect just because I don't want your dick in somebody else? Is that what you call perfect, sir? You get what I'm saying? So they're used to women accepting that. They used to women accepting the bare minimum. They are. So that's the reason why, you know what I'm saying, that's the norm. And yeah, I got so much other stuff, but I want to say on that, but we're going to go ahead and jump into our letter portion of the day. Our letter, you know what I'm saying, if you would like to write us, email us at Silly Girls Podcast or just DM us on Instagram.
Okay, so the letter says, hey ladies, I found you on TikTok and have binged all of your content. Where have y'all been all my life? I have found my tribe. The rawness and silliness is why I am in love. So my question is, am I petty for ghosting a dude I was dating? Went on about 6 dates and I swear he only has 2 pair of pants. I even followed him on Instagram and he is wearing those pants and all of his pictures. Sorry, but this is cross love. Sorry, but this is turning me off. Now since y'all are my new friends in my head, am I wrong? Go, Chosla. Go ahead. Oh, hey, cousin. Hey, welcome to the family. So glad you found us. And keep on watching, girl. We're going to keep putting content out there for you. I'm with you, dog. Them same jeans. Them ain't the jeans Genuine was singing about, dog. No, that would turn me off, too. Because, I mean, don't get me wrong. My mom used to say, you can only have a few pair of pants. Just change your shirts up all the time. But if those pants are recognizable... recognizable, because you can have 1,000 pair of regular denim jeans, but if you got like holes in your designs and you wearing that all the time, bruh, I'm with you, I'd be turned off too. I would have ghosted him too, but it sucks because he might be Mr. Right, but still, Mr. Right, wrong pants, shit. What you think, Charlie?
Oh, shit. What's up, girl? Listen, everybody's found us through TikTok. What is it? Those are our TikTok family. Baby, you have tickled the fuck out of me, honey.
That sounds like some shit you would say, though.
Exactly. Because I'm not lying. Girl, I'm with you. I'm with you.
I went on a date with a guy who had some wide-legged pants on, bitch, and they made my heart drop.
You see?
Like, them JNCO pants. I was like, hell nah, say, bro.
Nah, man. So, I'm with you. I would immediately get turned off. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I know that, you know, people's style can change and all this stuff. And I get it. You know what I'm saying? But however, you know, he probably could treat you right now to her stuff. But I don't, like I said, I don't want to just be just with you just because you could treat me right. If I want to be with somebody who's just going to treat me right, I could have been in a relationship. Because, you know what I'm saying? But I want the one who I actually like. Mm-hmm. Like, because I love me with style and swag. You know what I'm saying? I don't want you to come up here and I build your swag up. I really want you to already have that swag. Like, the one that, you know what I'm saying, that I like and I be attracted to. I be like, damn, I like when he step out. Shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, damn, like, you know what I'm saying? So that would turn me off too. I'm not gonna lie. I am not gonna lie.
Then she said she went to all his Instagram and he wore
the same jeans.
His nickname, Big Jeans.
Man, and niggas do that for real. Cause I remember back in the day they had got on DC Young Fly. I think there was Jess Hilarious or it was one of them had that because they were talking about his jeans because he always had these same fucking jeans on. But niggas do that. They all, you know what I'm saying, they wear a different shirt and, you know what I'm saying, the shoes. But them jeans, they always, you know what I'm saying, I will never forget because it was something that she had said and I looked and everybody was like, I don't know, do you remember that? Mm-mm. Bitch, that was on that. Bitch, no, that was on Instagram or something. He had gotten to it with somebody. I forgot how it was, but everybody. Fool, that shit was funny as fuck. Mm-hmm. And he had started, you know what I'm saying? Because that's a lot of people, you know what I'm saying? They ain't gonna say just me and the hood, but, you know, me and they just were just a couple,
like,
you know what I'm saying?
They like.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's like, baby. So, cousin, I'll go some too. I ain't gonna lie.
So, you ain't wrong, dog.
You ain't wrong, sis. You is not wrong. So, anyways, you want to jump to our next topic?
Yes.
Okay. So our next topic, we're going to talk about everyone is building their brand, but not building their character.
Yeah.
We living in a, you know what I'm saying, a world where everybody is trying to, you know what I'm saying, be an entrepreneur now. Everybody's trying mm-hmm. to be a content creator now. You know what I'm saying? Everybody is so focused on, yeah, you know what I'm saying, let me build my brand up. You know what I'm saying? But nobody is focused about their fucking character.
True.
Meaning that, you know what I'm saying, they just trying to get a lot of followers just because they want to be like, you know what I'm saying, that I'm that nigga.
Yeah.
But you still a piece of shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or you still a bitch, you know what I'm saying, who just owns some, you know what I'm saying, some dumb ass shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, so everybody want the fucking, you know what I'm saying, the fame just to say, you know what I'm saying, like, yeah, I got all these, my, you know what I'm saying, this is my platform or something. But then they care, ain't nobody working on, you know what I'm saying, trying to be a good fucking person.
True.
You get what I'm saying? Like, yeah. We see it all the fucking time where everybody, you know what I'm saying, follow me, and I'm looking. And then it was this dude, like, I forgot the event I went to. He was like, follow me, and I went. He got guns on his fucking picture. He got like 25,000 followers. And I'm like, in my head, because I had followed him, and you know what I'm saying, right there. But, bitch, I had went on. I'm like, what the fuck? I don't want to. Yeah. Hell no. You know what I'm saying? Like, so everybody worried about, you know what I'm saying, like, being in my brand. But, nigga, how is that hard? How that character?
Yeah, that's what matters the most, and that's what you're going to remember.
Yeah.
Because I want to help somebody build their brand that they got morals. They mm-hmm. got, you know, like, values and shit like that. I don't care about the popular guy that everybody mm-hmm. like. Because them ones that have bad fucking customer service. I'm just saying, if the brand yeah. is, like, selling some. Mm-hmm. Or, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you don't even know. Mm-mm. No. Character is, your character says mm-hmm. more than anything. I don't give a fuck. You can be, so like these celebrities be having these big ass brands, but you mm-hmm. be like, when they start opening their mouth on Instagram and going live and shit, you be like, no, I don't.
Keisha Cole.
Girl.
But it's a lot of them that I can name, and I'm like, ooh, just stank.
She needs
just,
to heal.
Ooh, just stank. Kate Michelle. And, you know, I can just keep going on and on.
Tamar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot of them.
Yeah, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Where they, you know, they building their brand, they got, you know what I'm saying, some fame off or whatever. But
you see it all in the comments, especially on Tamar when her new single Change came. That her rock. She got them chops.
Yeah. Tally wise.
Yeah, she got
too.
Them chops, and that new song that she did with the SWV Rain kind of mm-hmm. vibe, it's a motherfucking banger. Mm-hmm. But it was overshadowed by the drama of her trying to be all in SWV face when they fell out with Escape and Candy and all them, because she don't like Candy mm-hmm. and all that beef with that. And somebody wrote in the comments and like, you are so talented. Mm-hmm. But we can't even pay attention to your talent because of this shit you doing here. Like, yep. Drown out the noise and focus
then,
on everything.
So crazy because Tiny was her best friend. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, Yeah. Ooh, that stupid shit. But anyways, you know, everybody's so focused on that, you know what I'm saying? And I fucking hate it because ain't nobody, you know what I'm saying? They trying to do, you know what I'm saying, dumb shit to get attention. Yeah. But they not focused at all about, you know what I'm saying, like, how is this go, you know what I'm saying, like, even with the basketball player with the guns showing, and you know what I'm saying, like, everybody's like, you trying to be, you know what I'm saying, all this to everybody else and go viral or do something, but don't nobody give a fuck about, you know what I'm saying, your character.
Yeah, they don't.
You know what I'm saying? I didn't just even think about, like, these little kids who, you know what I'm saying, who, like, 10 years old and went viral, and then now they got business off the shit, and, you know what I'm saying, they parents, like, because it was something that I was watching, and they parents, you know what I'm saying, now he employed his parents. So and then, you know what I'm saying?
Work. That looks like the Ryan LaVoy with the YouTube.
It was somebody else. I don't know. But, uh-huh. You know what I'm saying, then, now, because, no, it was somebody who was doing bad, and so, he, you know what I'm saying, so basically, because he was treating his parents bad. Oh, okay. Because, you know what I'm saying, you a kid, but then you have, it's your channel, and it's your money, you know what I'm saying, so now, you know, they you the boss of your parents. And so, you know what I'm saying, the character ain't really been put in you because you so focused on your brand. And, like, you know what I'm saying, you can tell people what to do. That's what I'm saying. We live in a generation where nobody is focused on, you know what I'm saying, trying to, you know what I'm saying, really teach these kids or even, you know what I'm saying, these fucking adults of, like, now you need to be a better person. Y'all so focused on trying to, you know what I'm saying, do this dumb shit or whatever. But, and it was somewhere the little kid was, you know what I'm saying, going in on his parents and cussing them out or doing something. I'm like, just because he employed them.
I would quit so fast on his ass to go find me another job. Because it ain't that amount of money in the world that allows somebody to belittle me and mistreat me. Because I can go somewhere and get paid just as good to be treated way better. Mm-hmm. I don't give a damn. This generation is so fucked up.
I hate it. Like, it's so anyways, fucked up. Y'all know what time it is. Rando. We got something random for you. Rando. We got something random for you. Yeah.
My rando is I'm going to start giving out birthday cards. And I'm going to start giving out birthday cards every time it's somebody's birthday. Or if it's like something special that happens, I'm going to get a card. Because when you think about it, Lord forbid, if anything was to happen, like if I say I love you. Mm-hmm. And sign my name, you'll see my writing to remember that, or you can get on a tattoo or something like that. I don't know, because my mom wrote me a card and she said, I love you, and it put mom, so I got it on a bracelet, I got it on a necklace, and I want to get it on a tattoo right here so I can always remember.
Why everybody want their tattoo right here?
Because I'm always doing this hand like this, and I always look down at my
everybody, left hand. I'm going to tell you, look, Kay, when her tattoo, her mom is right here.
Yeah.
And my tattoo, it's like mostly everybody is right here.
I
want
a tattoo artist to put I love you, mom, right here. From my mom's signature right there. It's something
about this, the wrist.
Yeah, it's just something
like that. We were tripping the other day when we
found it out. Yeah, I just think that that's, you know, I want you to be able, like, if you want to give me, you know what I'm saying, just a rip. Because, you know, people don't really give birthday cards no more. We shoot texts, we cash out money. Mm-hmm. But, you know, like, is it tangible? You can touch it.
Yeah.
Like, that type of thing. Like, we don't even have photo albums no more. It's not in phones and stuff. I just want to take it back to the old school.
Gotcha.
And do that type of stuff. What's your rando?
You know, my birthday coming up.
I got you.
Mm-hmm. I need that card. My rando is the smell of baked bread is like heaven on earth.
Dog, it is. When I walk in.
Listen, Subway, baby. I was like, oh, my gosh. Like, the smell of baked bread is just like, it's the most comforting smell. It's the most, just that smell is just like.
I don't know if it's the dough or just the yeast.
I don't know
the
what.
The yeast in Row House. When you walk in, they got them rolls. Gosh. Right there.
I just want to go to Row House just to get some bread.
You know, I'm down.
Like, for real.
I'm down with you, baby.
Oh, my gosh. But what is your song of the day?
My song of the week. Hold on, y'all know I got to put my phone on because I got my playlist. Give me a second.
Fuck you, shaking your head. I'm dead.
My song is Little Things by India Irie. It's the little things and the joy it brings. It's just because people forget that it's like the small stuff that makes you happy. Of course, somebody can bring me a brand new ass car, pay for it, so I'm be excited. But them doing that would be the same if somebody wrote me a love note or something. Like, it's just the little things, and I'm always about the little things.
Yeah, because somebody can give me a good ass gift. Expensive ass gift, I wouldn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
But this gift that Kiki gave me with this cup, this glass, this Tap the Brown, you know what I'm saying, glass, is my favorite gift of all time because I use it
all the fucking time.
So a lot of times it'd be the shit that, you know what I'm saying, people could just, you know what I'm saying, give you that you really go use, you're going to enjoy it. You know what I'm saying?
And she done got me so much shit. And I be like, I love it all. It's just, you just have to, you cherish those little things because it be the little things. Because I was watching I don't know how I stumbled across it. I'm going to let you say yours. Mm-hmm. I stumbled across it, and it was, I guess it was like a couple, married couples, like three couples, and they switched mates. Mm-hmm. And the one lady got this other woman husband, and when they went on a date, he made her a painting. But he made her a painting of something that she really liked, and she was just so excited about it. But her husband, when he do stuff for her, he take her on anywhere she want to go in the world, buy any purse she want, you know, give her whatever she want. And he said the fact that they, she likes flamingos, so he painted a picture of a flamingo like with her favorite color and gave it to her, and she like, it was thoughtful, it was time put into it because he knew that she liked it based off a conversation they had. And her husband started crying, and he was like, it hurt his feelings at the fact that something, you know, here it is, he thinking that taking her on trips and everything like that is making her so happy. Mm-hmm. He was like, but it's something like that that moved her because she was just so excited and smiling and talking. You could just see like she loved it. And he was like, mm-hmm. And the lady was like, how does that make you feel? His ass, big ass.
That's what I was telling people. People be thinking just throwing money, you know what I'm saying, will make somebody enjoy some of. It's like, no, that little shit,
it's the little shit.
I promise you, is way bigger than the, you know what I'm saying, the expensive shit.
Yeah, what's your quote?
My quote of the week is, marry the man that you didn't have to give a million chances to, but the man that appreciates you the first time.
God damn it, say it again.
Marry the man that you didn't have to give a million chances to, but the man that appreciates you the first time.
That's a caption on a picture.
Exactly.
Let me take a picture.
Huh, yeah. So, because at the end of the fucking day, you know what I'm saying? Why am I going to, you know what I'm saying, let him, you know what I'm saying, keep fucking up, and you know what I'm saying, I marry him? No. I'm going to marry the man, you know what I'm saying, who I gave no chance to, and he appreciated me because he understood the value that, you know what I'm saying, I possess, you know what I'm saying, the first fucking time. So again, you know what I'm saying, ladies, like, make sure that, you know what I'm saying, you picking the right one. And even if you know what I'm saying, if you have to keep doing all type of shit to get his attention, that you wife and material and you a fucking girlfriend, and you gotta, you know what I'm saying, prove to you, but he ain't did shit husband material yet, bitch, I'll marry him. Okay. All right, but I'm going to end with that. But you guys, see what you want to say?
No.
We're going to go ahead and, you know, end this podcast. But please go ahead and subscribe to us on
Spotify, iTunes, Anchor.
Yes. And, you know what I'm saying, go ahead and go over to YouTube. But guess what, Silly Squad? We out!